Georgia real estate headlines. Calibri Real Estate School on GA commission rates by city. Calibri Real Estate School's guide explains how much real estate agents in Georgia earn in commissions, including average commission rates across Georgia cities. For GA real estate professionals, knowing city-level commission patterns helps calibrate income expectations and business strategy in their local market. Use the GA City Commission benchmarks as a baseline when setting goals and discussing pricing strategy. Georgia real estate headlines. Gwinnett County Property Ownership Database strengthens GA parcel research. Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office has a property ownership database that provides parcel-level ownership and value details. For GA real estate professionals, this gives a faster way to review ownership and valuation data during due diligence, underwriting, and client advisory work. Use the property ownership database to pull up parcel ownership and value records before deal analysis or outreach. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia Real Estate Commission Guide. Averages, splits, and negotiation. The source is a Georgia-focused guide on real estate commission that explains average commission levels, how commissions are split, who pays them, and includes negotiation tips along with tools like commission calculators and salary guides. For GA real estate professionals, understanding these commission mechanics supports better compensation planning, stronger rate negotiations, and clearer expectations across transactions. Review the guide before setting your next compensation goals and use its calculator and salary references to stress test your target commission strategy. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Fulton County Board of Assessors rolls out new GA senior homestead tax exemptions. In 2025, Fulton County voters approved new senior homestead exemptions affecting the Fulton County Schools and Atlanta Public Schools shares of property taxes, and seniors with a basic homestead exemption already on file, plus prior eligibility information, will have these new exemptions applied automatically. For GA real estate professionals, this directly impacts senior-owned property tax discussions and transaction underwriting in Fulton County because school-related tax components may change without additional filing. Confirm each senior client's homestead filing status through the Fulton County assessor process via the provided source before advising on GA listing, refinancing, or purchase timing. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Georgia Realtor Commission Fees. 2026 survey shows 5.66% average. A February 2026 survey found that the average real estate commission in Georgia is 5.66%, slightly below the 5.7% national average. Georgia professionals can use this 5.66% figure as a current local benchmark when setting pricing, expectations, and compensation discussions. Use this rate as a reference point in client and broker conversations at the source link. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Georgia Real Estate Commission Rate Update. What to expect when selling. The source explains the average Georgia real estate commission rate, estimates how much a realtor may cost when selling a home, and offers tips to help sellers retain more of their proceeds. For Georgia real estate professionals, it provides a local benchmark and client-facing framing for listing conversations, fee expectations, and net close calculations. Use this GA-focused commission rate guidance to discuss fees early with sellers and position retention strategies before listing. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing your diligence period. Background context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most GA jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.